Good morning. 6:40 a.m. on Monday, April the 17th, I believe, 2017. 4/17/2017. 6:40. So yeah, I'm out a little bit early. It's cold. It feels like it wants to rain. It's overcast. It's kind of a crappy looking morning. Although sun's coming up. Sun should have been up by now. I think. I actually don't know when sunrise was, but I see a little bit of variation in the cloud off to the east, so we'll take that. So yeah, Saturday I had forgotten to take my pills on Friday night. I was in such pain. It was really quite astonishing. And I could barely walk up and down stairs, let alone around a 2-mile loop. Just the thought of it made me a little bit queasy. And then yesterday was Easter. It was a lazy day. I gave myself permission to not do anything yesterday. And while I still had some things that had to be done, like cooking and cleaning up after, For the most part, yesterday was a day of rest. So I have to kick it hard this morning. I have to get it going. I have to take the kid to work. Should have been there by six. So I took her to work. Came home. Got a little snack. And started the walk. Gonna get back. Should be back by 7. This is therapist day. Tomorrow's gonna be tricky. Tomorrow I've got first meeting with a new doctor at 7:40 a.m. So I've got to either get the walk in early or do it when I come back. I'm probably going to go fasting because generally this time of year I need to get a blood work done. And fasting now, fasting for the appointment means I don't have to go back again. And it's early enough in the morning, I can go that long without eating. So yeah, I guess the sun is just coming up now, because I'm seeing the variation. What was a pretty uniform, gray and ugly, overcast morning is breaking open a little bit. It's supposed to be 80 degrees today, so my agenda for the day is to get maybe as much as half of the markup loaded for South Coast. Finish that off tomorrow and then do the upload on Wednesday. Well, if I get the markup done tomorrow, then I'll do the upload tomorrow. Or try to. The conversion may take a little bit longer. And I should be getting the book back from Karen here pretty soon. Oh yeah, look. Huh. Like you can see it on the audio. It's sort of like the podcast mime. Little patches of blue sky. That are actually blue sky and not gray cloud the way that I thought they were, so yeah. Oh, looks like the morning is going to be halfway decent. I'm getting a little warmth too, so that helps my outlook. it's not pleasant walking along in the cold. I do have gloves, so that helped a great deal early in the walk. I've had to take them off now. So, that's where I am. I don't have a whole lot to talk about today. A lot of bird noise out here this morning. I don't know if the microphone's picking it up, but there's somewhere there's a flock of starlings. Grackles. That was a robin. There's mourning doves all over the place. Excuse me. So yesterday was the 80th day in a row for my meditation. Noisy truck, I'm sure he's immensely popular with the neighbors. That's pretty. I don't know what that is. Say it with me. Monk post. Trying to. I don't know if that's flowers. There's a floral scent here in the air. I can't quite place. Almost smells like hyacinth or daffodil or something. And there could be flowers behind these fences that I'm not seeing. Juniper. Ah, it's got a good smell. Lovely. It is. Oh, that's for breathe. That's a dryer sheet. Somebody's up and at it early this morning. So yeah, yesterday was 80 days in a row for my meditation practice. 10 days into the creativity module. And to be kind of blunt, the visualization that exercise is the same visualization exercise that we did with, not with focus, but with depression. Forgot his phone or something. The car just pulled out of this cul-de-sac, made it a U-ey right in the middle of the street, went right back down again. I recognize that maneuver. Yep, here it comes again. So I got some feedback last night about the book from a late beta reader. So it was a lot of the same difficulty with the last two chapters, which I hope I have resolved. Part of the problem for this reader was that it was. Yeah, having the history of the relationship between toehold space and CPJCT space not understanding that toehold space is much older than CPJCT space. Not understanding that the earliest toehold was established a century before the first CPJCT orbital. That was a bit of an enlightenment. So I don't know what I've got to do about that. I don't know. I need to do something. I actually did build a timeline for this. Part of this universe. I may need to go back and redo it. There's a pseudo article about the Great Diaspora that talks about the development of the Burleson Drive and the initial use of it on what were called at the time generation shifts, but weren't actually. They were colonization vessels that made multiple trips over the course of several decades. Established the so-called core worlds, which lie to the east, which is not a really meaningful concept in deep space, but galactic east, galactic west, galactic north. And then there's up and down. But the idea that the Western Annex was one of two areas that have been formally recognized as annexations. Did you get my bicycle? I just walked, rode by on a bicycle with big panniers on the back. It reminded me I need to get my bicycle out. I also need to get my lawnmower out. So anyway, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.